Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
La 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 bamba. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's a motherfucking mini episode.
Come on.
I'm Langston Kerman.
Swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you gone through a time of swallowing where everything was overwhelming?
That was an accident. I'm David Bory.
It felt like I crossed the train track right before the train came and you got stuck behind.
That's exactly what it felt like. I was ready to drive.
I was like, oh no, just stay.
Yeah.
That was a long train too.
12 seconds of getting swallowed up.
We got an email, a hefty email, I would
big
say.
One.
Big old one. Thick bitch of an email from a person named Lokia. Lokia sent us a Lokia. I don't know where the accent mark lies. Do you feel confident either way?
Lokia. I would say it's Lokia.
Yeah, that feels right to me. So that's what we're gonna go with. They sent us an email saying, "Hello, Langston and David. I love your podcast. I was hooked after I stumbled on a clip about the true identity of the Little Mermaid being just a coonfish bitch." That is it. Damn, is that what I said?
That's like almost word for word what you had said.
Damn.
You went crazy. It was great.
I got to really reflect.
You really don't be watching these clips, huh?
Ready to sell out her kingdom over some Duke dick. That part I remember. I love the premises of the show. So American and yet so cotton picking black. This may be internalized racism. Anyway, my mother and grandmother were both born in the South before migrating to Philadelphia. Migrating. Yeah, I guess that's the right word.
I think so.
Yeah.
There was a great migration.
Yeah, I guess there's some maybe probably problematic part of me that now treats that as a more international word than
it
probably
is. Oh, you think it's only for dirty Africans?
Yeah, I'd say.
I see it in your face.
I'd say that's exactly what I was thinking the second that I started this sentence.
But you're one of us. You don't eat with your hands.
Man, I don't even get a chance to not be the worst guy, huh? You really just, every time I even open up my heart, you go, I bet there's a deep, hateful racist in there.
And that's not fair. That's not fair. You're a hero. Continue. You're a hero. I was lashing out. It's not fair.
She says they have so many stories about Roots, real black magic, mysterious deaths, and old wives tales. One of my top favorite tales is about the hag, capitalized H-A-G. My mother introduced me to the hag by demanding that I never sleep on my back. The story goes, if you lay on your back, the hag will sit on your face and try to suffocate you. It has happened to her on more than one occasion. She explains that she appears when you're in the state of sleep where you're not fully asleep yet, but the eyes are heavy. She also said you can smell her first, a smell of sort of like raw meat. One minute you're laying on your back, falling asleep, and the next moment you are suffocating and trying to force yourself awake. I am not crazy. I know this is... I know this is also explained as sleep paralysis, but here is the part that makes it a tale from the South. Once the hag is essentially riding your face, the only way to get her off of you is by calling for God or pleading the blood of Jesus.
Oh, you want me to say something?
I'm
going to
stop down just to give us a second to reflect before we take this a step further.
I mean, I don't feel like you're eating her pussy. First of all.
Okay.
Is that not what she is saying?
I don't know that's what she's implying, and I don't know that you needed to be so defensive about it.
Is that not riding your face?
I think the riding your face meant more just literally covering your face from breathing, but I don't know that it was literally like she forces sex on you.
Oh.
Mouth sex.
Okay, well, retracted. I have heard of this. I've heard of this before. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Not in a way that scared me.
Really?
If I've had it, because I've definitely felt like moments where I felt like I couldn't move my body. And I was like, not necessarily awake, eyes open, but awake enough that I was like, aware of like I am sleeping but my arm won't move kind of vibes, but it was never, I've never had the shit where you're like lying awake and a dude walks in the room and he like is gonna, you know, spiky baseball bat you to death kind of thing.
I mean, so I've had it a lot in my life. It like I used to have it a lot as a kid, and I've had it quite a few times as an adult. It's never like that. It does feel like, because sometimes your eyes are sort of open, so it does feel like there's a presence right outside of your, like, peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just had it a few weeks ago, and wait, hold on one second. I'm going to ask.
This is exciting. I wonder if, is he calling in a favor? What's going to happen?
Okay, I had it a couple weeks ago, and I was, like, trying to yell to my girl to help me, and she, like, laughed because she said it's, because it's, like, it feels like when you're trying to yell out,
yeah,
you like are like muffled. So I thought I was screaming like help me, and she laughed. I guess I was just like, she said it sounded like I was like, I can't find you. So I guess she's like, this bitch has to have her dream about.
Sorry, what is he looking for? Dora the Explorer? Yeah, what's he doing?
But to me, I was like, help me, help me. But the point is, that shit's happened to me a lot of times, and especially as a kid, it does feel like something very scary and very otherworldly, because when you have it as a kid, you think you're about to die.
Yeah, I guess I've been very lucky that this isn't like a common experience for me. It sounds haunting.
It's really terrible. But do you have sleep problems?
Not for the most part. I think my biggest problem now is like my body is too trained to wake up early. So like no matter what now, my hours are just, I'm up at 6 a.m. basically.
Okay, like, okay.
And that stinks. You know what I mean? Damn. Like even on days where I'd be like, I'm gonna sleep in, I'm gonna like wake up and it's gonna be like midday. I can't fucking do it really.
Damn. That does not make you feel young, huh?
No, not at all. And like, it also, I be wanting to stay up. You know what I mean? Like, I really be wanting to like, I'm going to have a long night and kick
like,
it.
Like the old days.
Yeah. And then I get to like 12 and I'm like, bro, I can't even do this no more. I don't want to be here like that.
All right. I get it. I get it, though. I get it.
Yeah. I'm just washed. So, no, that's my biggest sleep issue. And yeah, it sounds terrifying, especially if it were a hag, just an old ghoulish monster sitting on your face sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, giving oral when it's not wanted in general is pretty terrible.
You're really still stuck on this just being eating their pussy.
I think that's what that term is. And it makes sense to me that a ghost is coming back trying to get hers.
Okay. And she is a ghost. She's a ghost witch. Is am I to understand that?
She didn't say. I do understand the raw meat smell as well. You know, ghosts aren't valid.
No, I get it. Because you're talking about you're talking about the smell of her ghost pussy. You're saying
I'm trying to pick up what she's putting down. You understand? This is what you're saying to us.
That she walks into that room, pussy first. And the smell, you go, that smell, raw meat, ghost pussy.
And then you're like, I can't move. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. And then suddenly above your head is just a ghost pussy landing on your face. And you have to eat it until you pray to Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. That's one interpretation of this.
I mean, let's continue on and see what happens.
Yeah.
In this thing.
She says that here is my experience with the hag. Okay, she's a ghost pussy eater, it sounds like. I was dating this man who was very sneaky. I was struggling to end.
That's a crazy way to describe it. That's not a funny way to describe it.
I was dating a sneaky motherfucker. Anyway.
Sneaky, sneaky man.
I was dating this man who was very sneaky. I was struggling to end the short-term relationship and it was causing me issues with sleep. One night I was laying in the bed while he was in the shower. I started falling asleep. Instantly, I started having issues breathing and thought I opened my eyes to see a small demon looking back at me with her hands around my neck. Shit. I struggled for a few seconds listening to the demon taunt me with this cynical smirk on her face. I remember my mother's stories about a hag and started saying, Lord, have mercy and God help me. And the demon let up. She stared at me and then slowly slid off of my body and laid on the side of the bed that my boyfriend laid in. I told my mother about the incident and she said, get rid of your boyfriend. I did immediately because I don't fuck with no ghosts. The incident never happened again. I also never slept on my back again out of fear of being face raped by another ghost bitch. Okay. Okay, this is interesting. Here's where I'll give you credit. She does say face raped, and that does imply the sexual context you were talking about. However, she talks about an experience with a hag that has nothing to do with face rape.
No, she was trying to strangulation.
Yeah,
this is scary too because she saw her.
She saw her, and even scarier, the hag went and took a nap next to her afterwards.
Is the hag related to the... here's my question.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not the hero that we think in this story. Mm. Maybe the hag is his guardian angel.
Oh.
And the hag is trying to get her away from him.
Oh, like the hag is like those ghosts that are scary, but they're warning you type shit?
Yeah, maybe the hag is trying to... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she warns you with a little bit of pussy in your face, and then you go, I gotta change shit. Yeah. Bad pussy in your face, and you're like, man, I gotta work on me.
I ain't living right. This bitch got a rat. What am I doing? All right.
You're sitting there and you're like, man, how did I get here?
What am I? It cannot be worth it.
What time is it? Fuck.
Damn. There's no buses running. I got to walk home now.
And for this? Shit. God, man, I shouldn't have done this, man.
Smells like rat food in here.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have 3 different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it. It says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud Little Mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it.
So this is, I don't even know what to say about this. That's scary.
No, it's terrifying. I will say that her specific mention of the boyfriend stressing her out to the point of it disrupting her sleep does make it feel closer to a sleep paralysis issue than a literal, like, demon ghost witch issue.
I mean, like, maybe it's like 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. When it's raining, you know, yes, that is the water cycle, but also maybe God is hitting his wife.
The devil. I don't think God's ever been accused of domestic violence, but maybe.
Big tell about me. I get those two confused sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I am a big subscriber to the belief that whether or not ghosts and demons actually exist, like all these sort of like paranormal things are real, I think if you start to invest in them, they become real for you. You know what I mean?
Like, I think that's a really good point.
I think it's not, I've never fucked around with a Ouija board because I'm too afraid of what a Ouija board could open up inside of my spirit. And I don't want to start seeing stuff. So I'm good. Like I won't tempt the fates that way.
You'd rather not open that door.
Yeah, because it very well could be real. And that's not my business, or at least not business that I feel excited to explore.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, look, the brain is so powerful, right? If you were already worried about that, you know what I mean? She had already had that in her head. She was already in a place to see that, you know, maybe it manifested. I don't tend to think in terms of the paranormal, but I definitely don't want to down it or anything like that. But it feels like if you were ever in a position to make, for your brain to make this shit up, that was it, right? Your sneaky foreign boyfriend. You want to get out because he's piping you down in the way that only a man from an island can.
Yeah.
But he's sneaky. He's lying to you. Trickster. You don't trust him. He's a trickster.
You low-key. He low-key.
Yeah. But I mean, it's hard. I can say personally, I've experienced sleep paralysis. I never experienced a hag. But isn't it like dragons too, though, where it's one of those things that's like spans different cultures? Like, I don't think it's regionally based. It's like all over the world. And those things like that do get me to think like, well, that's, how did that happen? You know what I mean?
I think there's evil women have existed in all cultures because patriarchal standards. Would be my first guess.
Oh, that's okay. Good. That's a good way.
I
assume the worst of you there. I'm sorry.
You just presumed that I was saying these evil bitches.
I think I assumed the funniest is all. Is what I'm saying. Because I think you're a very funny guy. That's what it was.
I'm funny to a reasonable cutoff, man. I know what the funniest thing to say is. I also know the one that makes it hard for me to look the women in my life's eyes. You know what I mean? Look them in their eyes again.
I get you.
I know when to chill the fuck out. But I think the patriarchy has probably built a way for that to become a little bit of a game of telephone, right? Where
that's fair. Every culture's like, these crazy bitches.
Yeah. And so like your crazy bitch is wearing a grass skirt and my crazy bitch has on a hat. But right. they're all crazy bitches.
They're all bitches, you know? Right?
Yeah.
They all bleed once a month.
But I take your point that maybe there are probably some weird crossovers in the way that like Jesus exists in like every religion and sort of like culture, even when he is not identified as Jesus, a figure like him
is Zoroastrianism and all that shit.
Yeah, sort of around. I think some of this shit is just like maybe it's grounded in a level of truth that we don't recognize.
Yeah, or a plane of consciousness that we don't quite understand, and you know, in that odd state, that's where you tap into that. I mean, I think all those things are possibilities.
Yeah, it does. That the way that's phrased then kind of makes me a little sad that I don't experience sleep paralysis.
No, it's awful.
No, it seems awful, but I'm saying that like if this in fact is a plane of consciousness that like I just will never get to experience, that makes me sad. I want to be able to know all the planes.
I mean, if there's one thing I've learned about planes of consciousness, there's ways to circumvent it. I'm sure it's just like you also feel it if you eat a bunch of mushrooms on a boat. You know what I mean? Like you can get there.
I got you. Yeah.
Or like you take some DMT and you meet those crystal beings. Have you heard of that? Like the elves? And no. It's like, I don't really want to tip my hand to this.
I don't want to give away everything I'm going to be doing at these parties this summer. So.
Yeah. Let's just say don't eat too many of the deviled eggs. Because there's the devil in them eggs.
we got the final part of the email.
Oh, yeah, shit, every other word.
I guess I should add this detail. My mother said it usually happens in older houses or houses presumed to be haunted. Before this incident, my nephew had some type of interaction with a person who only he could see. Very strange story, I know. Your podcast is amazing. I enjoy every single episode. Creating spaces that promote community and safe space to have Black-ass conversations is important, and that's what your podcast feels like. Thank you, Lokia.
Wow, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to us about this podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were creating spaces. I thought we were having antics. I thought we were performing shenanigans. But if that's the space that needs to exist, we're happy to make that.
I mean, much like all things I do in entertainment, I forget that anybody else listens to this.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll put out clips and I'll be like, damn, I don't know if I want everybody to know I said that.
Yeah, for sure. I think most importantly, what it sounds like she is saying is that maybe there's a part of this that is connected to what we were saying about accepting spirits into your identity is why these people keep seeing them.
You know I think I mean? That I agree. I think play stupid games, get stupid prizes, right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's like keep knocking on the devil's door. He's going to answer. I think there's a lot of trite sayings that all essentially say the same thing of like, you know, ask and ye shall receive.
And I think in a maybe not a as much of saying you guys are making a bad choice in believing it, what you believe, because I don't want that to be the takeaway from this either. I'd say the reality is that maybe this is a nice allegory for staying more connected to your faith and the community that you believe in. If the solution for getting rid of the hag is to pray to the Lord that you serve, then that may make you feel more connected to that God and make you feel more assured that your path is the correct one. And that's nice. So while the hag is terrifying and I don't wish it upon you, I hope that the hag continues to serve you in the way that I guess it's built to.
And also, I prefer to do all my pussy eating on this plane of existence. You know, go on, baby.
My man like plain old pussy, you know what I mean?
You ain't got to sit on my chest, you just got to ask.
I don't need that special smell, baby girl. I like you all natural.
Oh, it's going to smell wild in this room when we're done regardless.
No, sweetheart, that meat smell is me.
No hags in here, just this dick. It smells like raw meat because I ain't got no condom.
Hey, come on, baby.
Oh, we just had a talk about going too far. We just talked about it.
You want to tell the people where they can find you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Going to be dropping the ticket links to come see my special in Denver, Colorado, May 18th, Saturday night. And if we sell enough tickets, maybe I'll run it back on Sunday night too. It's up to you, the little mamas. I would love to see you out there and have your support. I'm really proud of this hour. I'd love for you to come see it live.
Hell yeah. Go see my boy do his thing. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all social media platforms. You can watch Everybody's in L.A. It's going to be out May 3rd and then a bunch of days after that. It's not 6 days, but it's a very funny show that I got to write and contribute on. And then if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you yourself want to tell us exactly what the hag did to you, send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. Come see us live May 5th at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Tickets are selling fast and we are running low. So we want you to be there and go ahead and make the right choice and knock out those additional tickets. And then like, subscribe, do all the stuff that we need you to do in order for this to be a successful podcast. Merch at mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. That's everything. It has to be. Bye, bitch.
I hate to know.
Ooh, my mama told me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
My mama told me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.